Today's Real Good News is brought to you by Thrivent Financial of Tyrone for all your financial service needs. I am Pastor Ken Patterson of the Bible Baptist Church in Tyrone, letting you know that we are praying this message of good news will encourage you and give you hope in knowing that God loves you and has provided help in your time of need. Today we're reading from God's Word, the Bible, in Matthew 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. We just came through the Easter weekend, and many people celebrate in different ways. Our family typically attends church in our new spring clothes. Then we all gather and have a big meal at the same table, trying to decipher what everyone is saying and all five of the conversations going on, not wanting to miss anything, but just enjoying time with our family. After lunch, the men go outside and hide eggs all around the yard, while the kids are preoccupied with other things. Then we give each of the children a bag or basket, and we turn the kids loose while parents are following the little ones, pointing to all the eggs that they just hid in the yard. Then the kids take their bag of eggs inside and open them to find a variety of things that Nana and their moms stuffed inside them earlier in the week. Then we let them eat a bunch of chocolate and sweets and tell them to go on home now, so you can drive your parents crazy while you're on your sugar rush. Meanwhile, Pawpaw and Nana enjoy a quiet house. Well, in actuality, that doesn't happen, because by this time, the older fellas have drifted off for a nap on the couch after eating a big Easter meal. Does any of this sound familiar? As crazy as it seems, we all look forward to it every year. The world has seemingly commercialized all major holidays, and in all the busyness of the season, we have forgotten what it is this past weekend is really about. Although most of the older generation can tell you what is celebrated during Easter, many of the kids today have no idea that Christians celebrate this time of year for a totally different reason than to get a new outfit, to dress up, buy candy, hide eggs, and have a longer weekend off from work and school. At the Bible Baptist Church, we typically call it Resurrection Sunday as opposed to Easter. We do so because the resurrection is what separates Christianity from other beliefs. The fact that Christianity has as its root word Christ means that he is the center of our belief system. His wrongful death on the cross was necessary for our sin debt to be paid in full by a sinless sacrifice. Jesus Christ, the God-man, was the only one capable of doing what needed to be done. Most religious leaders down through time have demanded their followers give their lives for them and for their cause. Jesus Christ was different because he laid down his life for the sins of the whole world. This is only one of the many reasons why he is different. The most important thing that Jesus Christ did was rise from the dead. No other man in the history of mankind has risen from the dead on his own power and remain alive. He says in Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and then behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Without a risen Savior, there is no hope for mankind. We are all lost in our sins and have nowhere to turn for help or for hope. You see, Adam was created perfect, just like God in the beginning. Then he sinned, and death came into the world. Romans 5:12 tells us, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Many do not understand nor know the gravity of what happened and how that event changed the destiny of all mankind. Greater still is that God knew what the first Adam would do. God already had a plan of redemption in place that would include a second Adam, which is Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John 2:1-2 says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation of our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us knowledge that our sins can be forgiven, and we, like Christ, can live forever with God the Father. We do not have to fear death as do others, nor do we have to fear the great white throne judgment, because God has accepted the sacrifice made through Jesus Christ for the atonement of all mankind. 1 Corinthians 15:45-49 says, "And so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." If you have never confessed your sins to God and asked for forgiveness, asking Him to save you from those sins and place your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as your payment for sins, let me encourage you to do this today. Trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and stop trying to work your way to heaven. Nothing except the blood of Christ can erase the sins that we have committed. In doing so, you will not only be earthy, but you will become like Christ and become heavenly. The real good news for today is that God loves you and wants to save you. All that is lacking is for you to let go and let God save you. Today's real good news is brought to you by the Thrivent Financial of Tyrone.
See Gary McGovern at Thrivent Financial First. Gary can help you with your personal or business planning, plus college or retirement solutions. Thrivent also provides life and disability insurance as well as mutual funds in the U.S. Top 5 ranking. Call 207-5805 or email gary.mcgovern@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial, 1051 Pennsylvania Avenue, Tyrone.